All right, Rabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up page Shin Chaf Vav. I'm going to skip a little bit. Page Shin Chaf Vav, the second paragraph down. V'da. So remember, again, the Mechaber yesterday was speaking about the idea that the beginning, right, so many of us are stuck at the crossroads of life. Stuck at the crossroads. We know where we want to go to Yerushalayim, but at the end of the day, we just simply don't take that first step in order to get there. So remember again, the Mechaber said that the first real step, or the first real part of the process in order to get to our desired destination, is to go ahead and set aside for oneself, he says, Shah. Remember again what happened, he defined Shah as Shishim Dakos, 60 minutes, to go ahead and set aside time for Cheshbon Nefesh, and for tefillah. So now the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, "Vida she'in lo la'adam l'stapik b'mashem mispalel es shlosh hatfilos mitoch hasider." And he says, furthermore, a person should not go ahead, and it's not enough for a person to set aside. It doesn't suffice the amount of time that a person davens the three tefillos. If you remember again yesterday when we spoke about the hour, so we said, you know, it's not so difficult because the truth is between Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, a person has an hour, right? At least an hour that they're davening each and every, and it depends who's davening for the Amid, you know, but, you know, you have at least an hour for it's not a knock. It's good.
Or less.
In the realm of an hour. So you already have that time built in. So what's the pshat? So he says over here that the hour that I'm talking about is not the hour for which a person davens three tefillos. He says, Shari ma'atim zokin l'chavim em karoi. He says something amazing. He says, because most people don't really have kavana during davening. Most people don't have kavana during davening. Vak mishem mechavin hetiv, even someone who does have kavana. Sof kol bakashaso mistameches bekama shuros bilvad. Even if someone does have kavana, often the kavana is limited to just a few lines. Ve'ech yachol hu letzapos lehishtanos velachzor betshuva mikama shuros shomer. And how could a person expect to change? How could a person try to do tshuva just simply from the recitation of a couple of lines? So Moshe said, he's saying something very profound. He's saying that even though, again, we're all davening every day, three tefillos, but at the end of the day, how much kavana do we have during those tefillos? Ve'eich yachol hu letzapos l'shtanos v'lachzor b'tshuva mikamashura sh'omer. So even if a person has kavana, often we're happy if we have kavana with just a couple of lines. But usually that kavana doesn't go all the way through the tefillah process. We'll say this, by the way, this is not an indictment. This is just a statement of reality that the Mechaber is making. He's just saying at the end of the day, one of the things that it's an amazing thing. A person could be makbid on tefillah. A person could be makbid on tefillah b'tzibur. And mamish be proficient in this. But at the end of the day, the ability to go ahead and have kavana. And even if a person has kavana on one of the tefillos, the ability to have a day where I have kavana on all of my tefillos, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. So at the...
What's the kavana?
To have concentration. To have concentration, to pay attention to the even simple kavana, which is perish hamilos, meaning of the words, right? How many of us daven an entire tefillah where we know what every single word means, and the ones that we don't, we go to look at that perish and understanding of the words is like basic kavana. Then there's the additional kavanas of what every bracha really means, of what the deeper message is, what the take home message is, what this particular tefillah is supposed to do for me. So most of us don't have that on a daily basis for all of our tefillos. So he says, we're talking about over here, this, what he called this Shah L'Cheshbon Nefesh U'L'Tefillah. This hour that I have to set aside for Cheshbon Nefesh and Tefillah. We'll say, you see, this, to be honest, this can't be lip service. I mean, we're amongst friends, so we can talk openly and honestly. Tefillah often turns into lip service. Davening turns into lip service, and to a certain degree, it is going to sound strange, it's okay, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, Torah gave us, or Chazal gave us an obligation, and we have to fulfill the obligation. The goal is to fulfill the obligation, of course, to grow from the experience. But even if I don't grow from the experience, unfortunately, I have fulfilled an obligation. And that matters. That is meaningful. The problem is, it doesn't accomplish what the Mechaber is discussing over here. The Mechaber is discussing setting aside time, ultimately, again, for introspection, and for prayer. Right? Why? All in the effort to get me to my Yerushalayim. So lip service, or just fulfilling an obligation, does not work for this purpose. This is also amazing. This is amazing. Furthermore, tefillah, and I will say here lies for many of us what is the challenge of davening. Davening doesn't change. The tefillos don't change to reflect that which is most urgent in my life. Kigon, shetzarech lispal azivog. At a certain point in my life, what's most important is that I get married. Then, al shalom bayis. Al midos tovos uchidome. So we'll say the amazing part is, I daven the same Shmona Esrei, and it's true, Shmona Esrei has everything in it. But some days, or at some tekufos, some points in life, there are things that are more important to me than others. There are things that have an urgency. The amazing part is, and this is fascinating, Shmona Esrei, or davening in general, is all-encompassing. But Shmona, or davening, tefillah as we have it, does not necessarily adapt to whatever is most urgent in my life at that time. V'chol shekin, nisyona she'ovr malav, certainly again the nisyonos, the difficulties I'm having, shetarach l'ispala she'yiska la'amol bahem, that I have to daven ultimately again, that I could withstand them. Kol advarim halalu va'od harbei, einam motzim bitui b'tfilo. All of these items and many others do not find their proper expression in davening. Sha'adam ha'mispala min asidus. We'll say, this to me was such an amazing statement. Because what the Mechaber is doing over here is the Mechaber is acknowledging some of the challenges that we have with davening. Anything you do every single day, sometimes it's difficult to find the deeper meaning in it. Furthermore, again, davening is someone else's words. It's not my words. Furthermore, again, it's hard to have kavana in the same tefillos every single day. And furthermore, at the end of the day, davening doesn't adapt. Meaning, davening doesn't always reflect that which is most urgent in my life. Therefore, again, says the Mechaber, V'chein yadua shekol ha-tzadikim shebechol ha-doros herbu betfilah nosaf l'shlosh tefillos ha-kvuos. That's why, again, it's known that the tzadikim, and you find this especially amongst, you know, within the Hasidic Gedolim, this idea that they always added on a tefillah in addition to the obligatory tefillah. Shegam bohen ha'erichu v'spalu mila b'mila b'kavana. Of course, again, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Nachman, of course they davened every single day, three tefillahs a day, all the necessary words. But they also went ahead and added on to those tefillahs. Lochein. Kol echad yilmad kal v'chomer me'atzadikim, uma me'atzadikim hirbu kol kach betila, bo sifu tfilos utchinos rabos b'shilis kos letikunam. If the great tzadikim didn't just rely on the three established tfilos, but added on additional tfilos, ultimately again to be able to reflect the urgency of their particular needs and the introspective needs that they had, ani she'ini tzadik kol kach, I'm not such a tzadik, Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that I need to add on additional tefillos. Shani tzarech lahosif harbi tefillos, b'shel liskos liyos kirtzon Hashem. U'betach lo istapek b'kama shuro shel tefillah, shegam osam eini zoch elohar b'chavon el keroy. And I can't just rely on the already established tefillos, especially when I struggle in kavana with those tefillos each and every day. So stop over here for today. But just understand that the Mechaber introduced to us what I think is something exceptionally profound. First of all, reinforcing the need for this hour a day. I do need this hour. I do need this hour each and every day in which I introspect, reflect, figure out where am I going, what do I want to do, how do I get there. But in addition to that, I can't rely on established davening for that. And this is amazing. I can't rely on established davening for that. Why? For all of the reasons that we mentioned beforehand. It happens every day. I struggle with kavana. It's someone else's words. it doesn't necessarily reflect that which is urgent in life. And I will say, to be clear, the Mechaber, this is not a knock on Tefillah. Tefillah, I will say, is a most incredible gift that we have to dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to create that relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. But in addition to Tefillah, I also need all of the other things in my life. In addition to Tefillah, I also need this incredible personalized, hour-long dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ultimately figure out who I am, what I am, and where I need to go. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up on Shin Chav Zayin in Ner Session tomorrow. So you could do that 100%. I think what the Mechaber often says is that Tefillah itself often becomes such a struggle for so many that sometimes it may be easier to have a separate framework for this hour-long personalized prayer. But inachinami, if a person were to be able to do that in Shema Kolenu, a person able to do that in some other place in Tefillah, absolutely. Right, or it could be immediately following davening also. He's not precluding that possibility. I think what he's just doing is affirming the struggle that many of us have with davening to begin with. A 100%. 100%. I think it'll just become a personal decision. Correct. I think he's saying a mitzias that for many of us, it may dafka be easier to carve out time that is not part of tefillah b'tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur accomplishes its piece. I need another time for my personal tefillah. But it's correct. It doesn't preclude the possibility of building this into daily prayer as well.